Last week, we looked at two of the key teachings of Jesus, and today we will add another three. Jesus is the only way to heaven. Our Bible reading is John 14, verse 6. Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." The Believer's Bible Commentary unpacks this verse for us beautifully. This lovely verse makes it clear that the Lord Jesus Christ is himself the way to heaven. He does not merely show the way, he is the way. Salvation is in a person. Accept that person as your own, and you have salvation. Christianity is Christ. The Lord Jesus is not just one of many ways, he is the only way. No one comes to the Father except through him. The way to God is not by the Ten Commandments, the Golden Rule, ordinances, church membership. It is through Christ and Christ alone. Today many say that it doesn't matter what you believe as long as you're sincere. They say that all religions have some good in them and that they all lead to heaven at last. But Jesus said, "No one comes to the Father except through me." Next, the kingdom of heaven. The Bible reading is Matthew 13, 31, 33, and 44 to 50. Jesus spoke many times about the kingdom of heaven, and we've already mentioned that he told people to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. But what is the kingdom of heaven, also called the kingdom of God? The website gotquestions.org explains it this way. The kingdom of heaven is the rule of an eternal, sovereign God over all the universe. More narrowly, the kingdom of God is a spiritual rule over the hearts and lives of those who willingly submit to God's authority. The work begun on earth will find its consummation in heaven. Jesus also used parables to explain what it is like. Matthew 13:31 says, "He put another parable before them, saying, 'The kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed that a man took and sowed in his field.'" Verse 33 says, "He told them another parable. 'The kingdom of heaven is like leaven that a woman took and hid in three measures of flour till it was all leavened.'" Verse 44, "The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and covered up. Then in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field." 45 and 46 say, "Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls, who, on finding one pearl of great value, went and sold all that he had and bought it." And finally, 47 to 50 says, "Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was thrown into the sea and gathered fish of every kind. When it was full, men drew it ashore and sat down and sorted the good into containers and threw away the bad. So it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come out and separate the evil from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace. In that place, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." So what does it all mean? On the parable of the mustard seed, the preacher's commentary says that Jesus' point is that from the smallest seed, the plant becomes the greatest of all the herbs and serves as an illustration of the kingdom giving protection to many. The kingdom, although having a very small beginning, would become the greater expression of the sower's purposeful activity. The parable teaches that the kingdom will grow inevitably to achieve results out of all proportion to its beginning. On the parable of the yeast, which is a substance that causes dough to ferment and rise, normally yeast or leaven has negative connotations in the Bible, symbolizing sin or impurity. But here Jesus uses it positively to symbolize the kingdom of heaven's expansion. The parables of the treasure and the pearl teach us the kingdom of heaven is so valuable that the wise are willing to sacrifice anything in order to gain it. Finally, the parable of the net teaches us that when the fishermen pulled in their dragnet, it contained clean and unclean fish. The clean they kept, but the unclean they threw away. Otherwise, there will be evil in the world until God completes his kingdom, at which point those who are evil will be sent to hell. And finally, Jesus taught about his death and resurrection. Have a look at the references in your notes. Mark 8:31 says, "And he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed, and after 3 days rise again." Mark 9:30-31 says, "They went on from there and passed through Galilee. And he didn't want anyone to know, for he was teaching his disciples, saying to them, 'The Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men, and they will kill him. And when he's killed, after 3 days he will rise.'" Mark 10:32-34 says, "And they were on the road going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus was walking ahead of them, and they were amazed, and those who followed were afraid. And taking the 12 again, he began to tell them what was to happen to him, saying, 'See, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered over to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and deliver him over to the Gentiles. And they will mock him and spit on him and flog him and kill him. After 3 days he will rise.'" Matthew 26:1-2 says, "When Jesus had finished all these things, he said to his disciples, 'You know that after 2 days the Passover is coming, and the Son of Man will be delivered up to be crucified.'" The verses are clear and do not need further explanation. Jesus knew when and where and how he would die, and that he would rise again after 3 days. Dear facilitator, again, I would urge you to ensure that your students fully grasp these verses and that they preach them regularly.